Yeah, I agree that this should be documented, although I consider it a bug and it probably should be documented as such. Fixing these problems requires a little more infrastructure in the extent code, and I'll probably add this to the website that I'm making about XEmax architecture changes and probably combine it with other extent changes that need to be made, in particular in support of indirect buffers.